Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And here comes the man of the hour with a lid that I needed. So
yeah, I had to have a protein shake. I had to have some fit food.
It's been a morning. We had a lot of stuff going on this morning. Hope you guys are having a strong, healthy day as always. And be sure, if you guys are following us on thebrowershow.com, make sure you're signing up for the weekly newsletter and updates here on Team Health Masters and the Brower Show. Put your name, first and last name, email, click the Brower Show, click Health Masters. Make sure you subscribe to the...
There's a cat in the wall behind us. I mean, it's a kitten, so we're going to have to rescue it. It's got between the trusses suds. If you guys hear it chirping and crying behind us,
this isn't
it's
a joke.
A cat. It's not a joke.
I don't know. The studio's inside of a barn, so
my love affair with cats continues.
I don't know what happened in the barn, but there's a kitten in there.
Apparently, it's a feral cat.
I can't find it.
So we're listening to this thing. So we're gonna have to have the wall opened up to pull the kitten out to try to find its mother. So we'll keep you posted on the events here today.
This is a ironic turn of events today. But all this.
Remember, toxoplasmosis, baby.
Anyways, hope you guys are taking advantage of the HGH Stimulate on sale for product of the week. Over 18% off for $73.89. Last day on sale for the HGH Stimulate. It's our nitric oxide formula. My brother, Harrison, wrote a really good article on that. Yeah, anyways, the HGH Stimulate powder, $73.89 on sale for product of the week. Harrison wrote article on it, going into detail on the nitric oxide. And I think it should be up on the site already. We sent an email out on it. See if it'll update here. Internet's been a little funky this morning over here with all the other things between storms,
probably
cats,
that cat
and gators.
The
they're eating a bunch of lines up. I don't know what's going on with the system here. But
Are you down?
Things trying to go together here. Bear with us on the technical difficulties today. It's been one of those mornings.
It's been a fun morning.
Stuff to load up.
I've got a story if you don't have one.
Yeah, go send something right now. My computer is...
Retired four-star general, admiral, actually, has been found guilty of accepting a $500,000 a year job in exchange for a lucrative Navy contract.
That's interesting.
Surprise, surprise on the beware the military-industrial complex. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro noted a significant legal victory Monday after retired four-star Navy Admiral Robert Burke was found guilty of bribery charges related to a scheme to steer government contracts to his future employer. Burke, who had served as the Vice Chief of Naval Operations during the part of President Trump's first term, was convicted of conspiracy to commit bribery. Bribery, performing acts affecting a personal financial interest in concealing material facts from the U.S. after a five-day trial. Formerly the Navy's second highest ranking officer, Burke is now the most senior member of the U.S. military to ever be convicted of a federal crime. Wow. When you abuse your position and betray the public trust to line your own pockets, it undermines the confidence in the government that you represent, Pirro said in a statement after the verdict. Our office with our law enforcement partners will root out corruption, be it bribes or illegal contracts, and hold accountable the perpetrators no matter what title or rank they hold. Burke, who was 63 years old, was indicted in the case, invested by the Defense Criminal Investigative Services, Naval Criminal Investigating Service, and the FBI Washington field last May. He was accused of accepting $500,000 a year in salary and a grant of $100,000 in stock options from his co-conspirators. That's crazy.
That's wild.
I mean, my gosh, I mean, bless this guy's heart. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, this is not an isolated event. This
happens
all
not.
The time. And what makes me angry about this, and it's not that I'm angry that he got caught, is the fact that it goes on so much that people aren't aware of it, Austin.
It's just a minor incident, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's a minor incident. A level of government corruption, especially with military contracts. When you got, you know, a tip in the edge of $1 trillion every year in budgetary expenses that goes to the Pentagon – I mean, there's just an influx of all types of fraud that occurs. And I got that article to load. I've got to reset my computer here. The new science alert, the 2025 science behind the HGH Stimulate and nitric oxides article Harrison wrote. Great information on it all the way.
He's a brilliant writer.
Oh, yeah, he's great. All the way between basically the quercetin and the other nutrients that are in here, including L-citrulline and L-arginine, and what it does with nitric oxide production and helping with blood pressure, helping with endurance, helping with overall muscle growth. So be sure to check this article out on the website at Team Health Management.
I have a comment.
What's that?
You know who taught him how to write?
Who would that be?
That'd be me.
I wouldn't have thought so.
And now he writes better than I do. Little brat. What's funny is he's brilliant, but the crazy part about it is what I did is when he was like 10 years old and they were 6, 8, and 10, I would have them take their spelling words. This is a great lesson for you guys to learn every week at Abeka, and I would have them write an essay, a fictional essay about anything, but use the spelling words correctly, and then I would grade them and correct them, and basically if they weren't right, they'd redo them. And so he did that for years and years and years, and when he started college at 15, he basically had the ability to write much better than already the college students. And now he is ridiculous what he can do, Austin. I mean, he's amazing now. He can be a best-selling author if he wanted to be.
No, he's great. He can write fantastic over here all the time. That's why I haven't read articles for him.
So proud of him. Yep.
It's doing good. Also, too, this is interesting. He says, milk science and school lunches, a battle over what kids eat. Talking about bringing back different foods to cafeteria highlights the real food problem facing America's next generation.
Kids aren't going to want to eat it, bud.
No, that's the problem now. That's exactly what they talk about here is essentially cafeteria has been dominated by processed, prepackaged meals that meet regulations but fail to meet any type of nutritional ideals. They said kids are having their test buds educated by cheap, easy processed foods that are hard to resist, even at rates of chronic diseases once reserved for the elderly, are ballooning among children. That's well said. It goes into detail here. It says nearly 1 in 5 American children now are obese. More than 40% live with at least one chronic disease, and an estimated 20 million are diagnosed with a mental health disorder. This is a serious problem for the future of our nation's children because this crisis is not getting better. And it goes into detail here about essentially these foods that have become such a commonplace and that a lot of kids now don't want to eat anything that's actually a whole food. It's all ultra processed. You know, I talked to a friend of mine the other day and they were having an issue with their young kids, like 2 or 3. And he didn't want to eat anything other than like chicken nuggets and french fries. And I told the dad, I said, dude, I said, at some point in time, you got to start addressing this. I said, you know, what point are you going to start trying to bring in some other foods that aren't quite as ultra processed? And the question is very much that when you start eating these super high fat, high sugar, high carbohydrate, ultra processed foods, they start becoming very addictive at a very young age with these kids. And it starts to lead to a lot of health problems. So, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the other problems are also are latchkey kids, Austin.
Yeah.
And let me just address that for just a second. I've got a good friend of mine who's got a 10-year-old, and she's in great shape. She works out. She takes care of herself. But her ex-husband is extremely obese, and they share custody 50-50. And so the child is with the ex-husband who's extremely obese half the time, and now the child's becoming obese. And though she talks to the child about not eating the food, that's the only food he has available at his dad's house. Yeah. And so his dad is literally making the child obese against his mother's wishes and to the detriment of the child. And this becomes a real problem when you have kids that are being fed junk food all of the time by a parent who's obese. The child will invariably become obese unless the other parent or somebody decides to change that behavioral pattern. And it's sad to me that people will be overweight. I'm talking 100, 200, 300 pounds overweight. And it's almost as if they want that child to be overweight also. And you think, well, they wouldn't think that way. Well, maybe they don't think that way. Maybe I'm just speculating here and I'm saying something that's not true. And that could be accurate also in some cases. But if you're really overweight and you've got a problem with diabetes, you've got a problem with all these health conditions, and your health is just a mess, why in the world would you put that into your child? I'm asking a question. I mean, if you love your kids and you really want your kids, I remember one time I was at the doctor's office with all of you guys, the four of you, and the doctor goes, wow, all of you guys are really in good shape. You're all thin. You look good. You all work out. You're all in karate. This is great. And the reality was it was great because we did our best to keep everybody eating clean. But when the parents eat clean and the parents work out, the kids invariably eat clean and the parents, the children all invariably eat and work out right and eat the right foods. But every once in a while, you're going to get a rogue kid that wants to do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, and they're going to start eating a lot of junk food, regardless of what you try to do or how you try to teach them. So that's what I've learned about kids. You just got to do the best you possibly can, and just hope for the best. That's all you can do. By the way, now they're saying that Ron DeSantis has had a fall from grace. I don't believe that at all, Austin. I love Governor DeSantis.
Where are they coming up with that
from? Oh, listen to this. Well, they don't want him basically running for president. That's what this is.
Well, you got to, he just pulled fluoride out of the doggone water supply.
They're assassinating him. So here's what this is. He goes, he's completely crashed to the ground. Florida Governor DeSantis isolated from Trump and is feuding with Republicans at home. Is he drifting into irrelevance? Unbelievable. Ron DeSantis is the finest governor we've ever had in the United States of America. I would love to see either him or Kennedy as the next president, period. That's how I see it. These are challenging days for Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor who would have been king. Barely 2.5 years since his landslide reelection and appointment as the future of the Republican Party in a fawning New York Post cover, he stands isolated from the national political stage, feuding with what his once blindingly loyal Florida's legislation, simply not true, and limping towards the finish line of his second term with uncertain pathway beyond. Man, this is just absolutely just trying to just destroy him. It has been, in the view of many analysts, a fall of stunning velocity and magnitude. And while few are willing to completely rule out a comeback for the 46-year-old politician who was the darling of the Republican hard right until he dared to challenge Donald Trump for his party's 2024 presidential nomination, it's also clear that everything has changed. Now, personally, I have to say this about DeSantis. I think he pushed it too hard for the 2024 election. I do. There was no way anybody was going to beat Trump.
No.
Not for the Republican nomination.
Not after that assassination.
No, no. There's no way. And DeSantis is pretty much an independent. He doesn't really go with the flow of the mainstream media. He does whatever he wants. That's why he unlocked Florida when we had the COVID lockdowns,
exactly,
Austin.
Right.
The guy is great. He's great. He has completely crashed the ground. Not true at this point, and is certainly being treated like a more of a standard average governor now. Not true. I mean, this is unbelievable. He has lost the ability to push the – okay, I'm going to stop this.
Nah,
this is just a hatchet job with the
exactly
governor.
What it is.
I absolutely love Governor DeSantis. The Governor DeSantis, if you're watching this show this morning, which I doubt you are, but I hope you might be, at this point, I want you to know something. We're proud of you. We're proud to be Floridians, and for the first time, you've restored the pride that we've had in Florida for a long, long time with what you've done and trying to stop all of this illegal immigrant invasion, redoing Interstate 4, doing a whole bunch of stuff that you've done
yeah.
so quickly. We're proud of you, and thank you for your service. Thank you for the past 6 years. I wish we could reelect you, and that's what they're not saying here. If you ran again for your third term, you would be landslide victory again, I guarantee you, because the people in Florida love you. And this hatchet job that you're getting here from this particular article is nonsense. And of course, that's why they put it on the cover of Drudge, because they want to try to get national, you know, relevance from their article.
Well, he's been the only governor that I have found that's actually talked about eliminating property taxes. Period.
Boy, if he did that.
I mean, it's all over. I mean, he's got multiple articles of it up now. He's been pushing to the Florida House.
But remember, though, whenever you go against the mainstream as far as enslaving the population,
yep.
you know, either through COVID shots or through lockdowns or whatever,
yep.
at that point in time, they're going to find something bad to say about you. They always do, and they always
you
will.
You got to remember, Florida has a glut of income from property taxes. I mean,
they do.
An enormous amount of extra cash. And the truth about it is, you know, and he said this in an interview the other day, and it made so much sense, and I've always been against this aspect. You know, there's been needs to be certain fees that you can tie into communities and counties and cities.
The road,
law enforcement, fire, EMT, got that. But having this blanket tiered range of property taxes that you have to pay every single year, or else they seize your home. And he made the perfect example. He goes, if I go buy a 80-inch big screen TV from the store, you know, say it's a $1,000 TV, I don't have to pay tax on it every 12 months. I buy a vehicle, pay sales tax on it. I don't have to pay tax on that vehicle every 12 months. I pay registration, like $100. But I don't have to sit there and pay these enormous amounts of fees. And I was looking at this house, this giant house. You know that big house over on Adams Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's up for sale again.
Again. Probably because of property tax.
$42,000 a year reassessed now for property taxes.
Because of what it sold
They got
for.
A hold of it. The doggone county commissioners got a hold of it.
$42,000 a week.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden they went up for sale. We're not touching this thing. And so what's crazy about
they're going to have a hard time selling.
I know they
are. That was the most expensive home ever sold in Polk County.
Yep. And
I knew the owner of that house, by the way. He was a trucker.
40 acres.
He was a trucker. The problem with that house is they built a bunch of cracker box houses right across the lake from it,
yeah.
and the lake's kind of narrow at that point, so you can see tiny, tiny, tiny little homes. And this is they were trying to take
they
that.
They weren't there when he built it.
Well, they wanted to take that land and turn it into a basic take that house and turn it into a a clubhouse and develop the entire area yep. there. The problem is the person who wanted to do it wasn't a high level Mason.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden they want to go in and restructure, reclassify it for what they want.
He has a 40-acre nursery there, too. In fact, I talked to him when he's building the house because he had 40 acres on the water, almost a half mile of lakefront.
I told him,
well, if you put a nursery on the 40 acres, you could massively reduce property taxes. And apparently it wasn't. That's probably the only reason it's $40,000.
If I'm not mistaken, I looked at the previous taxes when he was living there. I think it was like $8,000 or $10,000 a year from when he built it. And then he basically agged
Got grandfathered
it. He agged it with all the palm trees. And now the big boy sale price, and all of a sudden they're looking at
it. Yeah, but I had a friend of mine who bought a house down there on Marlapan, down there where the where all these super rich families live, with the bloodline families, right down there in Palm Beach. And you know who it is. I'm not going to mention his name. He ended up losing the house to a forced IRS sale, by the way. But it was like 35,000 square feet. It was 5 acres on the ocean with also, you know, it had canal frontage too, you know, or bay frontage. And it had security gates and everything else. It had two bronze elevators, glass elevators on each side of the house. And he basically was paying $250,000 a year, Austin. $5,000 a week to live there. Almost $1,000 a day.
With overhead and upkeep. Oh, because
his pockets weren't that deep. He couldn't afford it. And he bought the house for a good price, but he lost it. But the problem was is that, you know, when you start getting these property taxes, these giant mansions in the states like that, it gets really, really pricey really, really fast. And so unless you've got some seriously deep pockets, it ain't going to work. I think anybody who wants to pay $1,000 a day to live someplace is stupid.
But see, but again, though, this goes back to the insanity with the state of Florida with some of the way they choose property taxes. A, there needs to be a cap on it, and B, it needs to be restructured in a way that covers the cost of the basic overhead of EMT, fire, law enforcement. This crap where, I mean, you got one property that's paying $40,000 a year in property taxes because they're on a lake. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and then he had to have
every year. By the way, it never stops.
Oh, and then he had to have the. Then he had his payment was about $250,000 per month.
Jeez, dude, golly,
who does that? And he was a big time promoter as far as seminars and stuff. The problem was he just didn't have that kind of cash flow coming in.
No, that's
and so. But he ended up losing the whole thing. So the sad part about that is what does it boils back down to again? Buying things you don't need with money you don't have. To impress people that you don't know.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it's better one handful with peace and tranquility than two handfuls with strife and chasing after the wind. How do I make my payment this month? It's $10,000 a day to live here. Gosh. What the heck are you thinking? You got to have some, oh my gosh, you know, it's like that one movie with Tom Cruise. You know, remember it was that one, he goes back into the future, back and forth in time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie. And he rolls under a truck. Because if he dies, he comes back alive anyhow, and he gets mashed. And the guy goes, "Ah, what were you thinking?" You know, I love talking about movies that are pretty good. And but it was interesting to me because that's what you're thinking of. It's like getting a boat. The best 2 days of owning a boat. First of the last day
you
sell
it. Then you sell it.
Because obviously, this thing's a money pit. I mean, one time I had a Mastercraft, and I had it out there, and the fuel pump went bad. You know, and I said, "You've got to be kidding me! It wouldn't start up if it was full of fuel. That's the problem."
Well, the biggest thing with boats is you always buy them about 2 or 3 years old. That's now you do. I mean, as far as the range, during COVID, people were buying them and making money on them, which that doesn't exist much anymore. But you buy those things a couple years old, you let that depreciation curve kind of slide down. You pick them up in the winter. By the way, in Florida, you buy boats in the winter, and then you sell them in the middle into the summer.
It's like owning an RV, giant anchor. It's horrible the way they fall off. It's horrible what happens to the motorhomes. All right, what's your next story, Ozzy?
This is interesting. The FDA commissioner is getting after it. FDA is to unveil new COVID-19 vaccine policy as promised. Dr. Marty McCarr, the FDA commissioner now, who heads the FDA center that regulates vaccines, is having a discussion May 20th today about an evidence-based approach to COVID vaccination. This is going to be the time when the iron's tested with him. If he really is going to make a true effort to get the facts about this shot out there, or if he's going to roll along whatever Pfizer, Moderna tell him to do. This is going to be interesting to see. He said, "We want to be very transparent. We want to create a framework for vaccine makers so they have predictable FDA on where they don't have to worry, but also we want the citizens to basically be safe. The FDA is not trying to get the public to accept the idea of an annual RNA COVID vaccine with no good data." So he's kind of, first he was talking about pulling this thing off the shot schedule. Now he's talking about putting more guidelines in for this COVID vaccine. So we're going to see exactly what he does now in the next couple days.
Well, it's what we talked about yesterday, Austin. They have immunity right now, and they don't want to lose their immunity. So they're going to pull the big guns out on this one.
There has yet to be a major shot that has been pulled off the COVID vaccine shot schedule for children. If this is done, this is going to open up a whole.
Well, no, that's what they're, because what happens, they're no longer covered by the blanket
exactly
immunity.
Right.
The only way they're going to be able to do this is they're going to have to give immunity to the vaccine manufacturer who allowed this shot to go in there to start with and injected all these children. I talked to a friend of mine this morning. This is a crazy story, and I asked her. I said, "Did you get the COVID shot?" And she goes, "Yeah, I took the Johnson & Johnson one." I said, "Wow." She goes, you can't believe what's happened. He says, my mom ended up dying right after she took the shot. And she goes, she had like 25 tumors on her liver with this fast growing cancer. And my brother's had nothing but cardiovascular issues and heart attacks and blood clots. She goes, it's been awful. You know, and she said, I contribute all of it to the shot. And I said, well, you're absolutely right. It is. And we see that repeatedly over and over again. In our opinion, it's directly related to the shots. But she has not had any side effects yet, which is good. But I had another friend of mine who basically had ended up with Bell's palsy for after he took the Johnson & Johnson shot. You know who that is. By the way, exploding birds are dropping dead in a California neighborhood, baffling residents. Very, very traumatic.
That's wild.
Well, there's only one reason this happens. It's microwaves, period. Just what happens. You microwave something and it explodes. You throw an egg. Don't do this. Throw a hard-boiled egg or a soft-boiled egg. You just throw a raw egg into the microwave just in its shell. Don't do it. And it will explode because the microwaves will cause it to explode. If birds are flying through a heavy microwave area, they can drop dead from the sky, or apparently in this Californian community, they can just drop dead as they explode. Dozens of birds have met their sudden and violent demise in California neighborhood in recent months, dropping out of the sky mid-flight, falling dead on city streets and in backyards. Speculation is running rampant as to the cause of these mysterious deaths, but from a serial bird killer on the loose to a rash of electrocutions caused by perching on power lines. Well, if they're going to get electrocuted on a power line, they're not going to be flying around anywhere. I remember years ago, you remember this, there was a hawk, I think, or maybe an osprey.
Yeah.
And it decided to get on one of the power lines and ground itself out.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, I mean, it dropped down. But what was interesting, it was laying on the ground dead. And nothing else would eat it. You remember that, Austin? Everybody was scared of it as far as these other animals and predators. I mean, the only thing finally got to were the ants.
Yeah,
it's finally took care of. Then you kind of realize why the great ecosystem the way it is and the circle of life that God did it. Because other birds are scared of bird of prey. They are terrified of them because they can come down with their talons. And it's just, they know that. So
yes, they weren't sure if he was playing dead or not.
I'm going to play dead so I can catch you easier.
Come
a little closer, little rabbit. And so it was one of those things. But these birds are dropping down. So I personally think it's because of the microwave energy. And that could happen very easily because I watched a video the other day where it shows microwaves in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the entire country's covered in that mess now. Think about that for a second. Right. That's one of the reasons, by the way, they use the chemtrails is to increase the ionization of the atmosphere, to increase the electromagnetic conductance of radio waves. It's one of the reasons. So they need to stop doing that. It's not worth what it does to the health of the population in general and to basically the soil and poisoning everything with aluminum. It really, really isn't. Oh, by the way, Joe Rogan is now talking about ancient giants that used to walk the earth.
I saw that.
He's right, by the way. I talked about this in Angel Wars, and it also happened again, you know, in the Old Testament with David and Goliath and the rest, because these Nephilim that were there before the flood, it says in the Word, and after. Always remember that. So there's a lot of truth to what he was saying, and he was saying that they're burying the evidence in the Smithsonian, which I thought was pretty cool. So Joe Rogan is trying to get his numbers up, I guess. Now he's talking about what we talk about on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Well done, Joe. Keep following us.
I mean, he's not wrong. A lot of that stuff, and there has been a lot of controversy about that. You know, they'll find, you know, the skeletons of these giants, and all of a sudden it's like, hush, hush,
gone.
Disappeared, gone.
Now, in the book of Enoch, they talk about some big boys, about 400 feet tall big boys. And can you imagine how much that thing had to eat?
Yeah, it's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food
to keep those things
going. And they were eating humans, by the way.
Yeah.
And so you got all these crazy stories about Jack and Jill went up the hill, right?
The giants coming down.
Well, no, up the beanstalk. Not the hill.
Giants come down the beanstalk.
Yeah,
crazy world.
That'd be a weird world to live in.
Well, this is kind of a bubblegum story, but this is kind of funny because you're starting to see this really scale back. As I told everybody, Honda is massively scaling back on their electric vehicles amid slowing EV demand. Japan's second biggest automaker said it'll be focusing on hybrids now. Mm. Said they're cutting back their investment in electric vehicles and essentially looking to just increase hybrids. They said the environment surrounding the automobile industry is changing day by day. Uncertainty in the business environment is increasing due particularly to the slowdown in the expansion of the EV market due to several factors, including changes in environmental regulations. I will have to add on to that. They're not clarifying this all the way. There's also everyone starting to see the massive depreciation schedule in the real world with EV vehicles now. That was pretty much, how should you say, band-aided during COVID. Because essentially, I mean, during COVID, you could go buy a Honda Civic And if you got it as sticker, you could pretty much drive the thing and make money on it after 6 months. COVID band-aided the automotive industry.
Well, you couldn't buy it as sticker. It's $20,000
right.
over sticker.
If you got one, it was great. But electric vehicles, people are still doing that. Oh, buy a Tesla, they're driving it for 6 months, they're flipping it and getting what they paid for out of it. Once that caught up in the actual real world, chipped in to the automotive industry and depreciation schedule, nobody wanted these vehicles, including the dealers. And so they said now that Honda pretty much is saying they're just decide they're going to work on hybrids. Hybrid technology is where it's at. This whole EV charging system is not yet ready to deploy. So we'll see how this goes. But I've said this for years now. It's ironic now that everybody's finally starting to say this. Oh, man, it's not sustainable. Like, okay.
Well, the problem is the other day I had a friend of mine. They drove down from Gainesville, and it was crazy because it was so strange. They have a hybrid. Now they were smart, though. They assumed the lease from somebody else without any paperwork.
Okay.
In other words, the other person was, please get me out of the lease.
Their name was still on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And so they have insurance on everything else. But the problem is it was expensive. And I told her, I said, you should have negotiated this thing. I mean, this guy was desperate to get out of this car. I mean, who wants to sit at a gas station or a charging station for an hour to 2 hours or have to wait for 2 or 3 hours just to charge the car?
Yeah, if they're full.
Oh, I mean, it's awful. You know,
if the stations are down, that happens all the time, too. They're out of order.
Well, then if you plug it in, this is the irony of this. If you plug it in to a 110 outlet, it gets like, if it's low, it'll get 3 miles per hour now.
It's not an exaggeration. If you don't have one of the charging systems in a house and you just try to plug into a wall outlet,
No. But once it gets to about the point where it's half full, it doesn't do 3 miles in an hour.
No.
You have too much resistance in the batteries. It gets like 1 mile per hour.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden you're sitting here going, well, this is useless. If I got to drive 120 miles, this thing's been charging for 2-3 days and it still won't even make 120 miles. Think about that.
So then you got to find the Tesla, basically the hyper stations.
Well, you have to. You have no choice.
Yeah.
And now you can hook it up to an RV hookup. You can do that. But you're going to have to make sure an electrician does that for you, and you have to make sure you have the right cords if you have like a 50-amp service. But the point is, what a headache, Austin. And so everybody's going, I don't want this car. This is awful. I've been stuck at a charging station. I'm broken down on the road. You got a friend right now. They had to put a big diesel generator on their truck to charge the cars with a hyperstation.
He's got a major towing company in here in Central Florida, and he invested in one of the rollbacks. Essentially, he put a whole generator system with a charging station on the back of the tow truck. And that literally goes around now and charges up cars when they run out. It's just instead of towing them, because the problem is with electric vehicles, the wheels lock up when the batteries are dead. So you're trying to drag them off. You got to shimmy them off the rollback. It's a nightmare. So it's easier just to run around the charging station and just plug them
what
in.
What does he charge to do? I mean, he charges a couple $100.
It's probably the same amount as a rollback tow. Probably $200-$300.
To get a charge?
Yeah.
You know how irritated I would be. I would be more irritated about that than I'm this cat in the wall screaming behind us. You guys can still hear the cat. Don't worry, we're going to rescue the cat if you hear it. This is going to be done. We'll cut it out of the wall and have to try to patch the wall. But the gosh, it's unbelievable. And right by, and he has to be 5 feet away from us in the wall.
He's right behind you.
That's perfect. That's just great.
maybe, I don't know how he got back there.
Maybe it's the cat's vengeance upon us for saying talking about toxoplasmosis.
Ironic, you know, the cat photo, the crazy cat photo you always want to put up.
Oh, we need
time.
To put that up real quick. You got a picture?
I don't know where that's at now.
I'll send it to you. We'll see. This is the one. I'm going to get letters. We're going to rescue the cat. Don't worry, the cat will be rescued. By the way, consumer outrage. This is so funny. As Dove soap features another male model posing as a woman.
Dove soap.
Oh no! This is you don't even know what Dove soap is. Dove's been around forever. Okay, and then it starts off. Time to boycott Dove. They clearly hate women. One ex user said. Didn't Bud Light teach anybody anything? Another
truth.
Said. Now we got Versace with a transgender model, the same one that was on Bud Light, I think. Dove is once again under fire for featuring what appears to be a male model. You know, it's so funny. These male models are just, ugh. Who presented themselves as a female on an online commercial for a woman's hair product. First published on Facebook, the 6-second ad garnered little attention until libs of TikTok shared it on X this week. This is a real commercial by Dove, wrote LTT, which has more than 4 million followers. Another woke company trying to erase women. Oh, my God, this guy's so ugly. I'm not going to show you the picture. Transvestite, an organization devoted to promoting transgender causes, seems to have confirmed that the model, whom they call a trans woman, is indeed a male. Duh. Ugly woman. Ugh. Dove's only response so far has been to eliminate readers' comments on its Facebook page. I don't know how they did that. I know you could take if you had a business account, you could have eliminate comments on Facebook. Nonetheless, Facebook users expressed their displeasure with angry, laughing emojis. Many have called for the boycott of Dove products, and the company's global corporate unit owner, Unilever. I wonder who owns Unilever. Look that up, Austin. Unilever. Unilever. Both of it had long histories promoting woke ideology. Who owns Unilever stock, Zoa? The hashtag boycott love lit up Twitter, Instagram for the last 24 hours, fueled by right-wing influence and known TERF accounts who circulated a six-second clip from Dove's latest short-form hair care ad. Time to boycott Dove, wrote Paul A. They clearly hate women. Unilever, who owns it?
Oh, it's Yahoo Finance right here.
I'll look it up.
Hold on, I think I got it right here. I pulled it up. It was not one to who load.
Who owns Unilever? L-E-V-E-R. Stock Zoa.
What do you got here?
Okay. Who owns Unilever?
Unilever PLC?
I don't know. Oh, BlackRock.
9% holding.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You know, no, you know the BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, unbelievable. Here we go again. I mean, it never, ever ends here. I don't know what to really say about this stuff. And it's just management companies, investment companies, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America. It just goes on and on and on and on. Now, the original thing said BlackRock, but I'm not finding that in the listing here when I actually go into the side of it. But it's got a huge amount of people that own it. So you have to ask yourself a question, who really owns it? So, you know, it's interesting when you stop and you look at this. But, you know, yeah. Boston Common Asset Management, top investors of Unilever stock. I wonder who owns those guys. I don't know.
I was saying BlackRock was 9% here, but then it changed it on there.
Yeah, me too. It changed it on me too. So yeah. Must because we're talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Boston Common Asset. Okay, next story.
Anyways, next story. This is interesting here. Now, Department of Homeland Security conducts its first self-deportation charter flight of 64 migrants. So the Department of Homeland Security conducted its
terrible
first charter flight. Dog urinating.
This is terrible.
That's pride board picking with them. The charter flight comes in response to the Trump administration offered $1,000 for migrants to self-deport. It's a voluntary charter flight, not an ICE enforcement operation. They said they received travel assistance, a $1,000 stipend, and preserved the possibility they could day return to the United States legally. So they get 64 individuals now basically sign up for this. This is interesting. I guess you figure if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
Well, I saw this last week when I was getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
And it was on a Fox broadcast, and they were offering them $1,000 a piece and a probability, not a guarantee,
right,
of coming back into the United States legally. And quite frankly, I don't think that many of them are going to do it, but because now, especially since the Supreme Court has added, they cannot be deported.
Exactly. This
why happened. Would they leave?
That rule,
yeah, why would they leave? Because,
yeah.
because I'm not going to leave. Oh, by the way, Hero Girl, this is great. Daily Mail did this study. Moving podium act after the transgender athlete hammered her into second place, which makes me really, really mad.
Again,
a teenage girl made sure she still got her moment to shine after a transgender athlete pushed her into a second place at a track meet in California. Reese Hogan of Crean Lutheran, I thought I'd mention that, high school, competed in the CIF Southern Section Finals on Saturday, setting a new personal record and a record for her school. However, she could not beat the male who was going against her. And they all posed for the picture, and they basically, she was on her second place little podium, and as soon as this tranny dude left, she jumped on the first place podium.
That's funny.
To a rounding round of applause from all the spectators, so happy that she was standing in the first place, because she had won the guy. For a woman, she had won, but she had to compete against a male, and this, to me, is about as nauseating gets, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it really is. I've talked about it so many times. I'm not going to keep beating that dead horse, but it's absolutely just nauseating to me. It's atrocious. The fact that, I mean, you have these grown men that they're allowing, that have mental disorders, you're allowing them to compete with biological females.
Well, you got to remember, it goes back to their god, Ein Sof, their snake in a tree, or basically Baphomet, all hermaphrodites. They're all half male, half female. And these people that run the planet, they basically are worshiping these entities, and they believe that the closest expression a human being can have is to be a transgender or a tranny or whatever you want to call it, transvestite. And they're that perverted, Austin. This is a giant sex death cult that runs the planet, which reminds me now of why, is this your priest on drugs?
Is this your priest on drugs?
You know what's interesting to me? You know, and I talked last night about this in depth. You know, and I really did. I talked to Van Green, my workout partner, about this. You know, people have happenings in their life which makes them happy. And people are always saying, I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy. So everything's based upon happenings. I buy a new car. I get a new set of golf clubs. You know, I get a new gun. I get this. I do that. I buy a boat. I'm happy that first day. All of these people are happy because they've had a happening. The Bible doesn't talk about happiness. It talks about peace. The righteous peace and righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And so this is what we have here now with priests. A lot of priests now aren't happy being priests. They're not happy being in relationship with God Almighty. So what they want to do, they're starting to use magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms.
Don't ever do that, by the way. I've had a friend of mine almost died on these things, right? It says, dozens of religious leaders are experiencing magic mushrooms in a university study. Now many of them are basically hooked on psychedelics. Wait a minute. Okay, this priest, who was a member of this Emmanuel Episcopal Church, okay, was flipping through the Christian Century Progressive Protestant magazine when advertising caught his eye, seeking clergy to take part in a research study on mushrooms. Wait a minute. He basically decided that he was going to do this. Okay, I'm not going to go ahead and read this because I'm not going to promote this junk. But the reality was is that you don't need magic mushrooms to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You just got to pray. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to come into you. You got to ask Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life. You don't need to be taking magic mushrooms and be getting high on psychedelics. You're laughing at me. Give me this camera.
No, you're right, though. Why this even made the news, but secondly, why...
It's the New Yorker.
Yeah,
they're promoting magic mushrooms.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to promote using psychedelics.
No, I had a friend of mine do it. She got deathly ill, lost a bunch of weight, was puking and vomiting, poisoned her liver. The answer is no. You don't use poisonous mushrooms to try to get high on. It's like using, sap from a doggone tree frog. I mean, what are you thinking? Or going out to Costa Rica and doing that one thing that when they give you that tea to drink.
What is it?
What is it called? Ashwanda, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But no. I had a friend of mine do that. Let me warn you about this. I had a friend of mine go out and do that. He went to Costa Rica, did not invite me because he knew I would tell him no, because I'd already asked him. He had asked me about it before. I told him no. Went down there and he went back to his dad's death at his funeral, at his deathbed, and he got to see everything in Technicolor. And then all of a sudden he's out in the woods and all these entities are looking at him from behind the trees with their eyes staring at him. I'm like, that's something I'd really want to experience. I don't think so. And then right after that happened, his entire career ended. See, what happens is when you open a portal into another dimension like that, it's like Hansel and Gretel, right? You leave breadcrumbs and these entities can now follow these breadcrumbs and come back and find you here. You think, that sounds weird. Yeah, it's all weird. That's a fact. And so the problem is a lot of people get involved in this stuff and they don't realize that they're opening portals to other entities to come in and torment them. When they see you in our universe, it's real fuzzy. It's kind of blurry. But when they step into our universe, I talked about this last week on the show, if you want to listen to it again on the tape we played, when they come into our universe, into our life, into our existence, now they suddenly have like a clear path back to you. That's why you avoid Ouija boards. You avoid seances. You avoid going to scary movies, which are something to really open the portal of your mind to a lot of weird stuff. Avoid that stuff. I told you guys, I lived in a legit haunted house for a while. Crazy place. I could tell you crazy stories, and I've told you some of those stories here on the air before. And it happened to me once in my life. That was enough. One and done, I was out. Why in the world would I want to go on to some type of mushroom, go on some kind of trip like with LSD, and try to figure out how to let these boys and girls come over here and visit me all the time? No interest at all. Don't get involved in that stuff. Stay away from the occult. Stay away from Wiccan. Stay away from witchcraft. Stay away from spells. Stay away from Harry Potter, by the way. Some of the stuff they read on that book are actually real spells. Stay away from all of that stuff.
Just no, you're I'd absolutely right on that, especially the stuff with these weird movies now. Because the thing is, like these, a lot of these horror films are not anything like they used to be from 20, 30 years ago.
They were bad enough then.
They were bad enough then, but they've gotten weird now, super weird. So, yeah, it's best just to stay away from a lot of that stuff. And also, too, in other news, this is something I pulled up earlier here I wanted to cover. This is interesting, kind of a In-N-Out burger, which I'm not, a huge fast food individual, but In-N-Out now, they're following suit. They're removing artificial ingredients from their popular drinks and foods. They said they're getting rid of multiple dyes and basically synthetic artificial additives. They said Red 40 is coming out of the strawberry milkshake and pink lemonade.
Yellow and
yellow
it's pickled?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you put them in pickles?
Yep, it keeps the pickle. It gives them that yellow-green look. I've seen a lot of them with that. People didn't realize that pickles, chilies, and house spread artificial dye were replaced with turmeric. They also said they're taking the ketchup containing sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. Now, that's a huge one, by the way. And so they said that essentially they're taking a huge part in this and getting a lot of the synthetics out of it. And this is good, man.
Well, the thing about it is that when you have high fructose corn syrup and ketchup, there's more high fructose corn syup in ketchup than there is in ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
if you look at Heinz ketchup,
the high fructose corn syrup,
it's to the roof.
If you're trying to lose weight, cut the ketchup out, guys. Yeah. Use mustard instead. Mustard's a lot better for your digestion. Anyhow, it has a little bit of vinegar in it. If you have acid reflux, a lot of times the mustard will help get rid of that.
If you're going to use ketchup, get the stuff that's got actual real cane sugar in it. Please, like the high fructose corn syrup is trash.
I know a lot of you guys don't like mustard. It's kind of a German thing, I think. We have mustard museum in Germany.
Mustard museum.
Right outside of Cologne, there's a mustard museum. I actually went to it. It's pretty cool. All these different mustards you can buy. And you think you sound a real German, Ted? Yeah, I'm pretty German. The whole family is
good mustard.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter comes over. Your kid, right? Nine years old. Great kid. Opa. I need mustard for my vegetables. Opa, I need mustard for my egg salad. Opa, he's pouring the mustard to it.
He does.
And I love it because he loves the way it tastes. And if you put a little bit of mustard in your egg salad with some mayonnaise made out of avocado oil, a little bit of our really good salt, the Redmond salt, you won't believe how good that egg salad is going to taste.
Yeah. No, it actually makes a really good difference on there. I mean, there's no question about it. It adds good quality to your food, helps digestion, and doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it. So, I mean, that's a huge part as far as cutting that stuff out of your diet.
Oh, by the way, some of the pardons that were given are basically now coming under question.
Says, really?
Oh, because of that auto pen feature. Biden didn't sign these pardons. Justice is coming because of auto pen pardons, and Trump's DOJ just put everyone on notice. Fauci, Milley, and members of the January 6th committee may soon find themselves legally exposed.
Oh,
Ed Martin, the incoming Department of Justice pardon attorney and director of the DOJ's weaponization working group, announced Tuesday that he will review the rash of questionable auto pen pardons issued in the final days of the Biden White House, noting that they need some scrutiny. They need scrutiny because we want pardons to matter and to be accepted and to be something that is used correctly. So I think we're going to take a hard look at how they went and what they did, Martin told reporters. The Justice Department's probe could spell trouble for controversial Biden pardonees such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, General Mark Milley, members of the Biden clan, and former members of the House January 6th committee, including Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Adam Schiff. I can't stand Adam Schiff.
Gosh.
And Representative Benny Thompson from Mississippi, whom President Donald Trump and other Republicans have faulted for various alleged crimes and improprieties. You know, when you go after people for walking on the grass in the parade grounds and you lock them up, Austin, there's a real problem. We're now talking Nazi Germany. Now we're talking about Stalin's Russia. You walked on the grass, peasant. You're going to prison. You're going to a gulag for the rest of your life.
What was crazy about it is it wasn't just like, we put out, a basic warrant. You get pulled over to traffic stop. You get arrested. They were sending 20-man fire teams, the whole entire FBI, kicking their front door at 4 a.m., dragging people out of the house at gunpoint, and then extraditing them back to D.C., and then not even giving them pretrial release.
No.
That was insane.
A lot of them were in jail for 4 years.
For trespassing. For stupid charges, trespassing, no pretrial release.
Now, remember, this is not armed trespass. It's just walking on the grass.
Literally.
Yeah. Walking into a room.
Rob, trespassing on federal grounds.
And the Capitol Police opened the doors and let them in.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck, you know?
Then you had basically the DOJ and the FBI. They were going in and intentionally giving these unbelievably insane plea bargains out, saying, oh, by the way, if you plead guilty to felony charges and you do 2 more years in jail on top of time served, you do probation for 5 years, we'll go ahead and plea bargain you out. And they're like, no, I'm not pleading guilty. That didn't do anything. Okay, fine. You sit around holding again for another year.
And transfer you from prison to prison to prison, so you keep you in isolation.
Bounce around.
But no, it was unreal. I remember Austin and I were supposed to go to that. We were supposed to go to that. We had it set up.
A lot of people went to it.
I had my plane back then. We already had a pilot lined up because we had to. I've never flown into DC airspace. I'm not going to do that personally without somebody who's been trained into it. We had the hotel lined up. We had the airplane flight lined up. And I remember Jeff Rentz told me this. I was on his show. He goes, if you go up there, you won't come back. They will arrest you too because you're too high profile. He told me, Jeff said, I told Austin. I came back and told Austin. I said, I got to pass on this one, bud. And so Austin said, I'm not going either. And then we announced on the show we weren't going to go, and boy, did we get the hate mail.
Bro, you had the leader of the Proud Boys got, I mean, they pinned him for, what, 20, 22 years?
Yeah.
For seditious conspiracy.
Rose,
he wasn't even on the grounds when it happened. They said he basically incited the riot.
He wasn't even there.
No. I mean, that was insane, bro. It's still insane.
I mean, we got so much hate mail, and I remember Jeff told me that, and I thought, you know, Jeff might be right. I probably need to pass on this one, and we did. And I thank God we did, Austin, because now we've been sitting here for the last 5 years doing a podcast talking about how bad these people are. We do a lot more
here instead of sitting in doggone black site for years.
Well, that would really irritate me.
It would get me pretty fired up, too.
But after about 6-8 months of that, you'd be kind of like, that's one out.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people did. They just take a plea bargain. Plea guilty, plea guilty, plea guilty. And they're like, I didn't do anything. Plea guilty. We'll let you out now. Time served. 5 years probation. Stupid stuff.
Well, like 95%, if not more, of the cases now that go before the judiciary, they're basically pled out. They're plea bargain. Because the state attorney's offices don't want to be bogged down with 5,000 court cases that are coming up over some misdemeanor. So they just plea bargain, plea bargain, plea bargain. That's why if you hire somebody like, you know, Ticket Clinic or something, and I'm not promoting them. They don't pay us to do this. And you get a speeding ticket. They represent you in court. And 99% of the time, they just dismiss it as far as any kind of points. You pay the court fines and you're done, because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to have their court system bogged down with everybody appealing these things that are happening. So it's just be very, I'm not advocating speeding or breaking the law with automobiles. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you got to be really, really, really careful, you know, when you get into court situations, when you start getting these plea bargains offered to you, because I guarantee the first plea bargain they offer you is going to be awful.
Usually it is.
Well, you'd be in jail for next year in jail because you trespassed. You know, I stepped on the grass. I bent a leaf over. What? It doesn't matter, peasant. You got off the sidewalk. A year in jail for touching the grass? I said, that's a bit overdone, isn't it? Why don't we look at Hunter Biden's laptop? No, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about the military-industrial complex? No, nothing to do here.
Why don't we find out who's on Epstein's client list?
Yeah.
Still waiting on that one.
I told you. When Pam Bondi said they were releasing that list, I said, I don't believe
it. No, they said they give everybody these little press conference books. Oh, yeah, we've got the first phase of it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The same stuff they've already released. Now suddenly the FBI's been troving through it for the last, 3 months now?
1,500 agents.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe this? This is ridiculous.
Give me a break. No. Here's another article on nitric oxide. Basically, the product that HGH stimulates, what it produces, says the free radical you need. It says the health benefits of nitric oxide may not be as well known as popular nutrients like iron or vitamin C. That doesn't mean it's less important, though. It says the molecules produced in the arteries and other parts of the body plays an important role in immune function, athletic performance, diabetes management, and much more. Nitric oxide is a vasodilator, which means it causes smooth muscle cells in the blood vessels to relax, allowing them to widen, increasing blood flow, nutrient delivery, and lowering blood pressure.
We're not making this claim. This article stated this.
This is one of the reasons why we put so much L-arginine and citrulline in this formula, because it does such a good job helping the body's production of nitric oxide go through the roof. So I'm posting this article on the website. You guys want to read more into it here on what it does and why it is so important for the body and how it does so many benefits for it, including increasing muscle endurance.
Here's what it says. Nitric oxide is supposed to be produced by the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels, and its production is boosted through exercise. Physical exercise increases blood flow, causing the blood vessels to dilate and transport more oxygen to nutrient-rich blood, which in turn increases the health of the endothelial cells and boosts nitric oxide. However, multiple studies have demonstrated the relationship between nitric oxide production and physical exercise, including one published in 1999, which included that long-term physical exercise improves the endothelial-dependent vasodilation. In other words, what it's saying is as you get older, your nitric oxide, unless you're exercising all the time, really goes down. And so you need a supplement of nitric oxide is what the article says. And that's what we do with this HGH stimulate. It also stimulates the pituitary gland to release human growth hormone. In fact, if I had to rename that product, it would probably be nitric oxide producer or something like that, because it makes it easier. Because HGH stimulant makes you think you're taking human growth hormone. It has nothing to do with that. The problem is we've had that name for 20 years now, and people from all over the world use it to help maintain healthy body functions and healthy blood pressure. So we have to leave the name the same. But the reality is that's a great product. I take it on a regular basis. But it is like a natural Viagra, so be careful with it if you're not married or if you don't warn your wife in advance. Just thought I'd say that.
No, it's an important factor in the body. It does a lot for the cardiovascular system. So be sure to check it out on the site at Team Health Masters. And again, I told you guys, hope you're enjoying the BroerShow.com with all the updates we're doing here. You can click on the show and see all the different links we have, including some of them on YouTube now, a few of them, and mostly on Rumble, Spotify. You can go down and look at the entire show notes on the episode, including the products that we talk about here in detail, HGH Stimulate, Acai Purple Sticks. So be sure to stay up to date on thebrowershow.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter, name, email, and sign up for the Brewer Show and Team Health Masters, and you guys will get the updates every single day right to your email.
Oh, by the way, Walmart is being told now by Trump, eat the tariffs. Trump warns Walmart after retail giant cautions steep price increases. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump on Saturday ripped into Walmart, saying on social media the retail giant should eat the additional costs created by the tariffs. I'm going to stop for 1 second. First of all, I'm telling you this, and this is important. As a person who sells product,
you can't eat 150% tariff,
no,
dude.
if the raw material cost on my purple sticks is basically, you know, $25,
right?
Okay, and they go up 100%,
150%,
and now my cost is $100. Now it's $50 to manufacture that product, and I'm selling it for $49. I'm losing money every time I sell it because I'm eating the credit card fees and everything else. You can't eat it like that. Trump's wrong. Not this much. Now, if you have something that has a tremendous margin on it, like you have a toothbrush, right? And you pay 10 cents for the toothbrush. Now you pay 20 cents for the toothbrush. The toothbrush,
you still retail for $5.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not all like that, though.
You start getting in, especially with cars and automobiles, you start getting in these tariffs that start massively increasing the cost of these vehicles and other products. You can't eat it. Now, Walmart may have enough margin in there for them, the profitability, to eat a bunch of it. But Target is now posting the tariff cost increase on their products also.
Are they really?
Yeah, because they're saying that we want you to realize that we're not doing this. This is causing a major, major problem. Now, remember, in 90 days, we're supposed to reevaluate all of this stuff and find out what's going to happen. But the point is, you know, we are going to have a shock on stickers around the world now, around the country, because of these tariffs.
Everything.
It's just going to happen.
Well, like I told you, what happened was, too, is a lot of people put POs in China. They ordered product, purchase orders. They paid for the purchase orders. When they got to the coast, all of a sudden they had 150% tariff that they didn't know about because the transit time was 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks. So suddenly now it's like, okay, well, what do we do? You know, I talked to a lighting guy, and they basically ended up absorbing it. They were paying like $10 for these floodlights, $10. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they showed up. Now the tariffs kick in. Now the lights that they paid $10 for, now they have $25 in the lights. Well, they only retail the lights for $29.99. So all of a sudden their margin's gone. And they got to figure out what to do with the inventory now. And this is systemic across the board. So something to be aware of. And pretty much we're going to have to push through it over the next couple months. Unfortunately, it's just what that is. So, I mean, just bear with it. But we did negotiate a lot of stuff down, though.
We did. Well, by the way, RFK basically had an extraordinary moment when RFK, with a congressional hearing, erupts over vaccines and says the public has been lied to.
Yeah,
he said that to Congress. And he's absolutely right. And he starts talking about the MMR vaccine. And he starts saying that we have to have research into this. He goes, RFK injected. All true. You want me to lie to the public? Whoa.
Wow.
He went on to say that Americans have lost faith in federal vaccine guidance because they've been lied to by public officials for year after year after year after year. Wow. He says the MMR vaccine affords people lifelong protection against the virus. This is what they're saying in this article. There's no fetal debris in the vaccine. And immense research has determined there is no link between vaccines and autism. That's a complete lie. That's a complete lie. I wrote a book on this over 20 years ago. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities. This is 2 decades ago, and I linked it. And so there's over 300 published articles you can see right now linking vaccines to autism, period. That's why we have like 1 in 25, 1 in 30 kids now with autism. Give me a break. If that's not causing it, what is? It could be. Now glyphosate is probably a factor in this too because of what it does to the gut. But the point is, it's crazy that Congress sits there and lies. And why? Because the vast majority of these congressional leaders are paid by the manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies of these vaccines, period. Just want you to know that. If somebody gives you $1 million contribution for your next campaign, you probably have a tendency to vote the way they want you to vote. Just thought I'd mention that to you. So Kennedy's right about this, and I love the fact that he's come across on this and just absolutely gone done this. He goes, after a reminder and a bang of the gavel from the chairwoman to return to a normal level of decorum, Senator Murphy referenced Kennedy's statements that had made to the House Appropriations Committee earlier that day. You know, so it's just unbelievable. I love the way this guy is standing up against it. I would not want to debate him as far as a pro-vaccine person because he absolutely has been doing this research for decades upon decades, and he really knows his material with this. And I'm so glad he's head of HHS Austin.
Oh, yeah. No, we needed this. This was time we actually had some change. We had somebody in there that actually wants to look at people's overall health.
Oh, also, we're still getting chemtrails in Florida, in case you guys were going to ask. I saw them spraying the heck out of us again on Sunday.
Yeah,
so just thought. So, you know, he talked about that on Dr. Phil the other day. But whoever's doing this, he said it was DARPA. Kennedy said that.
Yeah.
These guys have some carte blanche ability to do whatever they want to do outside of the law. Probably because it's black ops.
It's all black budget, man. That's the thing is when you start, that's what I said at the beginning of the show, when you start having a $1 trillion budget for the DOJ, or not DOJ, the DOD and the Pentagon, dude, that's a lot of cash, bro. You got to start figuring out where to spend all that money on. You really do.
By the way, hyping the next plandemic. Plandemic, I'll add that again. Researchers in Nebraska developed vaccine targeting all flu strains. Does anybody believe that? That's impossible, by the way. It can't be done. Scientists at the University of Nebraska and Lincoln have created an experimental epigraph vaccine using computational modeling designed to target multiple influenza strains with potential cross-species protection in pigs, birds, and humans. That sounds like something I really want to have injected into my body. In the swine trials, the vaccine provided immunity against 12 flu strains, unlike traditional vaccines. Okay, this, again, is more pure propaganda pushing more and more vaccines. Is the epigraph flu injection a Trojan horse for the next plandemic? Are they going to want to put this one on the shot schedule also? Remember, once it goes on the shot schedule, this is like having money in the bank.
Guaranteed.
It's just every single year.
Yeah,
just every day, every year.
And so
it's just government money coming in, and that's why I wish Doge would have dove into this with these vaccine manufacturers and the subsidies they're given by the federal government. Once Doge started talking about auditing Fort Knox,
yeah.
That was the end of Doge, if you guys didn't remember.
You notice, I pulled up the other day, I tried to find more articles on it.
Nick's gone.
It's nothing, bro. They don't talk
and
about
it. They don't even talk about Doge anymore at all. Even Drudge doesn't talk about it. He got too close to the fire.
That stopped in a hurry, didn't it? That was crazy.
A couple months, yeah.
I mean, I tried to put more stuff on Fort Knox audit the other day. Nothing. I mean, all the stuff's 2 months old.
Well, the reason Nixon took us off the gold standard, because we pretty much liquidated our gold reserves. That's why I did it back in the 70s. People don't even realize what happened in the 70s. We went to a free floating exchange rate with fiat currency. We weren't backed by gold anymore because we didn't have any gold left, or very little left. And the reason we had all that gold to start with is because FDR stole all the gold from the American public in 1933. He made it illegal to hold. And melted it down, put it in bars.
One last story I got on health here. The 48% of Americans now have a magnesium deficiency.
Oh, it's more than that.
This is just saying here from this article here from National Institute of Health show that Americans consume less than the recommended amount of magnesium. 48% of Americans of all ages ingest less magnesium from food and beverages than their respective ears, which is estimated average requirements. And even NIH, what they say for a male's is 420 milligrams a day. And people still aren't even getting that in there. So
they get plenty of calcium, especially in the drinking water.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. They got plenty of that. It said physically active individuals need higher magnesium requirements to maintain optimal exercise performance. It's one of the reasons why we have the magnesium brain food and the magnesium mallet.
I take them both every day.
Very, very important essential requirement for health and diet. So, my friends, stay up to on your magnesium. This is a really crucial product. As more studies come out, and I'll talk about everybody's deficient in it.
Well, I've got some great news from Microsoft.
What is that?
2,000 workers are being laid off.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Feel bad for them. But the reality is they're cutting their costs way down, and they're basically being replaced by AI.
Yeah.
And that is happening all over the country now. The AI is coming in and taking over all these different industries because they can do it so efficiently and so much less cost.
So much less cash. Yep.
Yeah.
You have health insurance and all the other stuff they got to match on there. So, again, that's something with AI I've warned everybody about is it makes things easier, more efficient, and faster. But at the end of the day, it's like...
And when they connect us into a hive mind through AI, it will make Lucifer omnipresent again like he was in Genesis chapter 6, in case you haven't heard me talk about that in detail. And that's what they want, where every thought of every man was evil all the time. I had a friend of mine, they're moving down to Miami. And I told him, I said, well, good luck with Miami.
Yeah.
The energy down there is so unbelievably negative. It's horrible.
And it's just busy too, man. It's just slamming.
People screaming and yelling and cussing at everybody. That place is a nightmare. Most people in Florida, by the way, who live in Florida, they avoid Miami.
They do.
Nobody likes Miami here.
Just a heads up. If you're coming down to Florida, there's a lot other places to visit besides Miami.
It has one of the highest HIV rates in the world.
Stop by and visit Health Masters. We're always here at the
office. We're in Central Florida.
We're in Central Florida. Away from Miami. Be sure to stock up on the product of the week, the last day, the HGH Stimulate, my friends. And also, two, the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit back on sale. That's the Fit Food and the Purple Stick Stack. be sure to check that out as well.
That's a great stack.
Great stack.
I had that this morning.
I did too.
That's why I'm so hyper.
Beginning of the show. I know. So you guys need anything, you know to get a hold of us. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
And remember, Jesus is the answer for everything. He is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. And that cat in the wall will be rejoicing and be glad in it in a few minutes because we're getting him out of the wall. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.